Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula High School, 120 Years of Falcons. Dakula High is the town's only public high school and its oldest continuously operating institution. This is its history, its numbers, and the context those numbers need. The Falcons have been Dakula's constant through everything the town has become. The basics. Dakula High serves grades 9, 12 at 123. Broad Street under Principal Jeannie Hidalgo, with about 2,534 students, 2023-24, and roughly 141.8 full-time equivalent teachers, a student-teacher ratio near 17.9 to 1. The attendance boundary covers Dakula plus the Gwinnett County portion of Auburn. Students arrive from Dakula Middle, fed by Alcova, Dakula, and Mulberry Elementary Schools. Colors are navy blue, Vegas gold, and white. The mascot is the Falcon, the yearbook is the Talon, and the long-standing rival is Mill Creek. The town and the school grew up together. The name Dakula itself came from the first postmaster, John W. Freeman, who suggested combining letters from Decatur and Atlanta. J. W. Hamilton, born in Gwinnett County in 1847, built the town's first house in 1891, and Dakula Incorporated in 1905 with town physician Dr. Samuel L. Hinton as its first mayor, the same year the school dates its establishment. Through the 1930s, Dakula was recognized as an academic, athletic, and vocational leader statewide. In the 1950s, the community went to court to stop its students from being consolidated into Central Gwinnett High, and won, preserving the school's independent identity. The growth years. A massive building program began in 1989. By 1991, the school had expanded to a capacity of 625 students with 11 new classrooms. 1995 was a landmark year. A baseball and softball complex was added. Before that, teams practiced at what is now the recreation park or at the middle school, and the wrestling team was crowned Class A state champions. The old Pelham garment manufacturing plant was converted into an 18,000-square-foot athletic training facility housing two weight rooms and capable of handling 15 classes a day. The school reopened in fall 1997, expanded to hold 1,375 students. It wasn't enough. By 2004, more than 90 portable classroom units were needed to house roughly 3,000 students. A 2,300-seat gymnasium opened in 2000. One year in the school's history stands out in the district's own account. Dakula sent football, 12-2, basketball, 21-8, and baseball, 23-6, teams to the state playoffs in the same year, at the time, the first Gwinnett High School able to make that claim. More recently, the Falcons reached back-to-back state football semifinals in 2018 and 2019. Through all of it, the Falcons stayed, only the colors shifted, from royal blue and old English gold to navy blue and gold. By the numbers. Great schools rating, 6 out of 10. Graduation rate, 86%, above Georgia's 84% average. Average GPA 3.36, average SAT 1130, average ACT 23. AP participation, 41%. U.S. News, number 87 in Georgia, roughly hashtag 3506 nationally. Economically disadvantaged students, 61%. School Digger, a consistent 4-star rating, with 4-year graduation rates ranging from about 82% to 90.5% over 5 years. Reading the 6 out of 10 honestly. Dakula High rates lower than Mill Creek, 9 out of 10, Archer, 7 out of 10, and Mountain View, 7 out of 10, the other 3 high schools serving Dakula Dress families. That gap needs context. Great schools ratings lean heavily on standardized test performance, which correlates strongly with student poverty in essentially every district in the country. 61% of Dakula High students are economically disadvantaged, a substantially higher share than Mill Creek's attendance area. A rating gap between those two schools is not, by itself, evidence of a teaching gap. The school's own outcomes are solid, it graduates students at a rate above the state's, sends 41% into AP coursework, and has held a steady 4-star school digger rating for a decade. Athletics and activities. Dacula fields GHSA teams in baseball, basketball, cheerleading, cross country, football, golf, lacrosse, soccer, softball, swim and dive, tennis, track and field, volleyball, and wrestling. What to ask on a tour. Which AP, dual enrollment, and career pathway programs run this year? Catalogs vary between Gwinnett high schools. What's the counselor to student ratio, and when does college and career planning start? How do students move into advanced coursework if they're motivated but weren't tracked early? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DacoulaWire.com.